Welcome to This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt, where our goal is to help you win at work and succeed at life. My name is Michelle Cashat. I'm your co-host today, and I'm sitting in the studio with Michael Hyatt. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear it. Listen to all that enthusiasm.
I'm being energetic.
Well, I have a confession. I haven't written my blog post yet for this week, and I know I'm going to get flack from you for that.
But no, I'm not going to shame you.
At least not publicly here, no. Where hundreds of thousands of people watch. No. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. But blogging has been something you have talked about and blogged about and spoken about for so long. And so many of your listeners and readers and viewers have their own blog. But just because you blog something doesn't mean anybody's actually reading it.
As it turns out, that's right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, and there's nothing worse than spending hours and hours crafting a fabulous blog post and nobody sees it.
Well, I know firsthand what this is like, mm-hmm. because it took me 4 years of blogging from 2004 till 2008 before I attracted more than 1,000 readers a month. That first year, I had about 100 readers a month. And honestly, you know, a lot of those were my mom and me refreshing the screen.
Your mom coming 1,000 times?
Yeah. Well, and me refreshing to see if, you know, I had any new comments.
Yeah.
But then it doubled the next year, roughly doubled the next year. And finally, in the fourth year, I got up to about 1,000, a little under 1,000 readers a month. But then there was an inflection point that next year. So what we really want to talk about in this episode is how to get to the inflection point faster.
Exactly.
So that you can realize the blog traffic that gets your message the attention it deserves.
Because not everybody wants to wait 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years to see that growth in traffic. And there are ways to boost your blog traffic and so you can see results almost immediately.
Well, if I had known then what we're going to share now, I could have done it in easily half the time, probably in a quarter of the time. But I didn't know that. I was experimenting. Blogging was young and nobody really knew it.
Well, that's good news for us. Bad for you, but you know.
I'm happy to be the guinea pig.
Good news for us. Now, before we start talking about these 10 ways to boost your blog traffic, I do want to take a minute and just talk about how blogging has changed and just get your perspective. Some people say blogging is dead and that's not as viable anymore. However, in platform, your book platform, Get Noticed in a Noisy World, you called your blog your home base.
Yes.
I mean, it's really like Grand Central Station for everything that you do. Do you still believe that's true?
Absolutely. I believe that more than ever before because there are a lot of people that are out there on Facebook or LinkedIn and they're writing long articles that would normally be considered blog posts. But here's the deal. I liken it to building a house on a rented lot.
Okay.
So if LinkedIn goes away or Facebook changes its terms of service or something, your content, your followers, all that could go away. So I want to build my home on my own lot. And so a home base.
Because then you're in control of it.
Yeah, that's right. A home base is a piece of digital property that you own and control.
All right. So, and you still think blogging is viable. People are still reading blogs. People are still getting their content online like that.
Absolutely. You know, there are people that say that blogging is dead. They don't know what they're talking about. Blogging is not dead. It's still very viable. Now, it doesn't mean that there are not other things that are equally viable. Like I really believe, in podcasting, right?
I'm very happy to hear that.
So podcasting is a powerful medium too. But the cool thing about it is if you want to, you can be your very own media channel, right?
Uh-huh.
With having all these different ways to connect with your audience, whether it's a blog or a podcast or a video channel on YouTube or whatever, but it's totally possible.
So almost in a way, you're creating a menu where people can connect with you multiple places, but the actual menu itself is a blog where people have one place to go to get access to you in multiple venues.
That's right. It's the one, you know, Grand Central Station, as you said before. Uh-huh. And for me, blogging is important because it's the place where I hammer out my ideas.
Yes.
It's a place I connect with my audience, the place where I get their feedback and improves my content. And so every blog post eventually finds its way into a book or a podcast or a Periscope session
or a course
or a membership site. But everything for me begins on the blog.
All right. Good to hear, especially since I need to write a blog post tonight. Okay, let's get started.
Indeed, you do.
Okay, let's get started. We're talking about 10 different ways to boost your blog traffic right away so that way you can see some more traction, some more results right there on your home base. What is the first way to do that?
Okay, well, let me just give you the premise behind this first, and that is you can't buy enough Facebook ads or enough promotion, you know, it's just not economical to promote your blog. So what that means is you're dependent, if you really want to succeed, on other people sharing your content. So that leads me to the first way, which is to write content worth sharing. So it's got to resonate in the heart of your audience. They've got to read it and they've got to go, oh, that's good. And their natural impulse has got to be that they want to share it on Twitter or on Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever their social media strategy is of choice. But that comes back to the content. And that's the thing that you're 100% control of.
You know, absolutely.
You may not be in control of a lot of things, but you're in control of the quality of the content. And so I think more than anything else, that's where you got to focus. For example, Apple computers. Did you know I like Apple?
Oh, really? Had no idea.
Yeah, shocking, I know. Yeah, I love Apple for so many reasons. I just love the way they engineer their devices, my Apple Watch.
I knew you were going to point out your Apple Watch.
But get this, they spend, last I checked, less than 2% of their entire revenue is their advertising budget. They spend very, very little on advertising. You know why?
They don't have to.
Because people like me, who get no commission for promoting this stuff, hello?
Talk about it all the time.
I talk about it all the time, to the point that I'm annoying about it. So they're creating products worth sharing, and as a blogger, you gotta think the same way. I gotta create content that's so good that people would pay for it, and they're just shocked, they're wowed, they're willing to share it with other people.
Yeah, I run into this all the time as I coach speakers, where speakers want to spend so much time on the packaging.
Yeah.
How they put it together on the outside, but not developing great content, great message. And I'm telling them all the time, it doesn't matter how polished you are and how what a fabulous outfit you have or any cool props you have, if you don't have content that means something to those who are listening.
It reminds me of a metaphor I once heard. You probably heard this too, but you know, a tuxedo on a pig is still a pig.
Yes, so, that's exactly
so
it.
So just, you know, you can try to spruce up the packaging, but if the core content's not there, it's not going to really
matter. Well, and I've seen that on blogs where they spend thousands of dollars on a great designer and they set up this beautiful blog with great pictures and everything else, and their blog posts are terrible.
See?
And it doesn't matter how pretty it is if you don't have content worth sharing.
They think the magic is in the design. And I love design. I love beautiful blogs. And, you know, I think my blog's beautiful. I didn't design it. My designer, Brandon Triola, did. But that's only secondary.
Yes.
You know, it's the packaging. The content's got to be there. If I opened Apple's latest gadget in their amazing packaging and it was beautiful, but the device didn't work, you know, it wouldn't take long before the company failed.
Yes.
So it's got to be there in the product itself.
All right. We really could talk about that one point right there. But if you leave with nothing else, that's a really good way to boost your blog traffic.
It's the whole first section in my book, Platform Get Noticed in a Noisy World. And that's create wow.
Yes.
And that's all that's about.
Exactly. Okay. So create content worth sharing. What is the second way to boost your blog traffic this week?
Second way is to adhere to a consistent schedule. People ask me all the time, Michelle. I know. People ask me all the time, they say, how often should I write? You know, what's the magic number? Is it 5 times a week? Is it 7 days a week? Is it 3 days? What do I need to do? And my answer to that is this. Consistency is far more important than frequency. Mm. So I don't care if you blog once a week or 3 times a week. Your frequency, your schedule is an implicit covenant with your reader.
So true.
And they're showing up with the expectation that you're going to show up. And if you want to build trust, which is a condition to selling, whether you're selling an actual product or just selling your ideas, trust is a necessity. And the way you build trust, among many other things, is showing up on a consistent basis. So don't overcommit on this. You know, it's very easy to get excited about blogging and go, you know, I'm going to blog 3 times a week. But if you've never done that before, you need to set the schedule for the times when you're really busy, and what's the amount that you can do in a really busy week. Mm-hmm. And get consistent at a lower level before you dial it up. You know, get consistent on doing 1 blog post a week, and I do think that's the minimum, 1 blog post a week before you dial that up to 2 or even 3. And I've blogged as often as 7 days a week.
I remember that.
For about a year, I did it 7 days a week just to see if I could do it. And by the way, I wasn't a full-time blogger. This was when I was a CEO of Thomas Nelson. And it was just a great way for me to process what I was experiencing and regurgitate it and all of that. And what I found, I went from 7 to 5, and that was a little bit scary. Did nothing to my blog traffic. Mm-hmm. Then I wondered, could I go from 5 to 3? And I did that, and my traffic dipped about 20% for 2 weeks. Then it went right back up, and I got all this email from people saying, thank you for blogging less. I couldn't keep up and I felt guilty.
Nice. That's interesting.
So it's kind of like you want to have what Tim Ferriss calls the minimum effective dose. Mm-hmm. You heard of that concept?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that you don't need to if you want to boil water, you don't need to turn the temperature up to 213 degrees because it boils at 212 degrees.
Okay? And that's enough.
So that's the minimum effective dose. Getting it to 400 degrees, you're just wasting energy. So for me and for most people I know, three times a week is probably as much as you need to do it, unless it's an unusual site like Mashable or Huffington Post, where they've got lots of bloggers and lots of posts every day.
So for me, I'm at a different season of life. Once a week is really ideal for me. And my traffic has tripled this year, which is great. But that is something that I can stick with.
That's good.
So for me, that works. So for those that are listening, if that's you, that is okay too.
Yep. Start with the minimum and then dial it up as you get consistent.
All right. So adhere to a consistent schedule. What is the third way to boost your blog traffic?
Okay. This is really basic. And I continue to see this. I mean, I can't believe that people don't do this, but get a domain name. In other words,
no, this is very basic.
Yeah.
But I see it all the time.
I do too. So, like if it was michellekashat.wordpress.com, that's not what we're talking about. That's a dead giveaway that you're an amateur, that you don't take your own blogging seriously, your own work seriously, and you don't really have your own identity, you know? So, you're just kind of leasing
space.
Again,
we're talking about buying real estate that's yours.
And it's cheap.
It's so cheap.
You know, go to GoDaddy.com or, you know, one of the other domain registrants and buy a domain. And yes, your name's probably already taken. You know, if here we are in 2015 when we're recording this, your name's probably already taken. But that's okay. You can get a variant of it. You know, it could be Real Michelle Kashat.
Uh-huh, I've seen that.
Or, you know, some variant of that, you know, is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a .tv extension or... we have a lot of extensions now. So.
Absolutely. And for those who aren't familiar with the price, it's usually somewhere between $5 and $10 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, very cheap.
Very reasonable.
Okay.
Yep.
So get your own domain name. What's number four?
Include your blog address everywhere. You know, make sure that you're doing your best to promote your blog name. So now let me just give you an example. If you're on a podcast, if you're invited to be on a podcast, or you're invited to be on a TV show, or you're writing for a magazine, or you're writing for another blog, use it there. That's all I care about. I don't care if people find my Facebook page, my Twitter. If I can get them to my blog, they'll discover everything else.
Yes, they'll find everything else. So that's the one piece of information you leave everywhere.
And another little hint, you don't need to say www.michellekashat.com. That's just noise. If you just enter in any modern browser, Michelle Kashat, you don't have to put the www, don't use that.
Okay.
It really irritates me. I don't know why, but it's just...
Good to know.
It's just excess noise.
Okay, good. So make sure you include your blog address everywhere. The fifth way to boost your blog traffic is...
Make it easy to subscribe. This is the holy grail of blogging.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. What you want more than anything else is gobs of email subscribers.
Okay.
Because you want access to somebody's inbox. That's like the last piece of property that anybody has where they can selectively decide who gets access to that.
It's permission.
Permission.
When you get their email address, they've given you permission.
Right. So at the very least, have a form on your blog, preferably in the upper right-hand corner, where people can sign up for updates, if nothing else, okay? And all you need is the first name and the email address. It doesn't need to be more complicated than that. Do not ask for more information than that.
Okay.
Now, if you're in the real estate business or you're in a retail business, you need their zip code or need some other information, there's exceptions to this. But here's what I know for sure. The more information you ask for, the more it diminishes your conversion rate.
Okay.
So if people have to give you too much information, they just bail out. They just go, no.
It's so true.
You know.
It's too much commitment.
That's right.
You need my last name too? Too much commitment.
No, that's exactly right. So you need the first name so you can personalize the email, right?
Okay.
You need their email address.
Okay.
So at the very least, put it up there. I didn't have that for years. I couldn't believe it, but I didn't have it for years. Now to go one step further, once you've done that, then create an amazing magnetic email opt-in, something that people get in exchange for forking over their email address. It does not have to be an ebook. Now, it used to be, I used to think it had to be, and that's what I...
But it can be something very small.
It could be something very small. It could be a cheat sheet, okay? It could
be a printable. There's a lot of bloggers I know that just have a one-page printable that has quotes or family activities or whatever it may be.
Infographic.
Mm-hmm.
guide, white paper, mm-hmm. series of videos, you know, that maybe you're repurposing because you've uh-huh. done it before. I think you can often take a blog post or a series of blog posts that have really performed well for you, repackage those into an ebook, and you're good to go.
Okay.
But you got to put beautiful packaging around it. So
yes.
hire a designer or somebody like at 99 Designs at the very least, and get a cover design so that it has dimension and it looks mm-hmm. real and looks mm-hmm. valuable.
And so the people who are opting in feel like they really have received something of substance.
Right.
Exactly. All right. We are talking today about 10 ways to boost your blog traffic. These ways that Michael is giving you today can make a significant difference right away. So far, we've given you 5. We have 5 more, but stick with us. We'll be right back.
If you're like most members of my audience, you're committed to winning at work and succeeding in life. But the truth is, you struggle with finding enough time to do it all. And that's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, 4 proven strategies for creating more margin for the things that matter most. You can't buy Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free email newsletter. My email newsletter notifies you whenever I've posted fresh content to my blog, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date. To get your free copy of the Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week ebook, visit michaelhyatt.com and enter your name and email address into the form on the page. If you're tired of feeling like there's never enough time to get it all done, don't miss your chance to discover how to reclaim the margin you deserve. Sign up at michaelhyatt.com.
Today, we're talking about 10 ways you can boost your blog traffic right now, today. And so far, we've covered 5 of those. The first is to write content worth sharing. We really cannot emphasize this first way enough. It's absolutely critical that you are writing content that people want to read. If you don't do that, nothing else we say at this point matters. Number 2, adhere to a consistent schedule. Number 3, get your own domain name. This is your piece of property that you need to own. Number 4, include your blog address everywhere so people know where to find you. And 5, make it easy to subscribe. We still have 5 more to go. I want to make sure we don't run out of time for all of these. So let's dive right into number 6. What's the 6th way to boost your blog traffic?
The 6th one is to optimize your post for SEO. Now, before you, Michelle, before your eyes glaze over.
I just about disappeared.
Yeah. So, you know, you may have heard of SEO. It means search engine optimization. Uh-huh. And there's a way to populate your posts so that the search engines can catalog them accordingly or appropriately and boost your rankings on Google. So that when somebody searches for a topic that you've written about, your blog post is appearing hopefully in the first or the second page of results.
Okay.
Because very rarely do people go beyond that. I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, I rarely go beyond the first page of results.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right? So you want to give your post every chance you can. So I would recommend a WordPress plugin. And by the way, if you're not blogging in WordPress, you need to be. Mm-hmm. I think that is the Cadillac, the granddaddy of serious mm-hmm. bloggers. The good news is the software is actually free.
It's free. It's easy to use. Even
it's
someone
easy.
Like me can use
it. And you can create different themes or use different themes on it to dress it up in different ways. But there's a plugin. This is the thing I love about WordPress is you can add to the extensibility of the software itself with these plugins. They're mm-hmm. very easy to install, usually a couple of clicks. But one of them is called All-in-One SEO.
Yes.
Okay?
I have that one.
So in All-in-One SEO, you will basically give it a keyword. What's the keyword? If you had to boil your post down to one word, what's it really about?
Okay.
You know, I wrote about the Apple Watch the other day, and so I put 2 words, actually, Apple Watch, duh, okay? So Google wants to know whether that word, what word to really look for
okay.
and how to index it. In addition to that, it will score whether you've got that word, for example, in the headline, which it needs to be,
okay,
and how many times it appears in the post, which is important. Then the title that you're going to use for SEO purposes, the title of the post, how it's going to look on Google when it comes up. And I always add my name to the end of that. So I would give the name of the post title and then a space, a hyphen, a space, and then my name because
okay.
I want that to be on Google as well. And then a short description. So this, I can't remember the number of characters, maybe 160 characters, but Google won't display more than that. And All-in-One SEO actually calculates that, you know, how long your description is. So you want to fill that out for every post. It's a little bit of work. It takes me about 2 minutes.
I was going to say, how much time do you usually spend?
Usually about 2 minutes.
You had a lot of experience with that. For somebody that's never used All-in-One SEO, how much time should they block for that?
2 minutes. I mean, seriously, it's stupid easy to use. Okay. And you don't need to do more than that.
But you know what's really funny is there are some of us that even the thought of it feels very intimidating. I know for some it's so easy, but there are many people who, you know, that just seems so far off the reach of what they can do.
Well, listen, if you can fill in a fill-in-the-blank form, you can use all-in-one SEO because it just puts basically three blank fields, and you fill in those fields, and you're done. And I'm going to tell you, today, probably 80% of my traffic on any given day comes from old posts from people searching on Google for that topic.
Okay, yes.
And so I wouldn't have
it's working for you.
It's working, absolutely.
Even when it's even old content, which is good. We want our content to work for us more than just one day. Okay, so optimize your posts for SEO. What's the seventh way to boost your blog traffic?
Utilize social media. So now that you've got a home base, which is your blog, now you can use your social media outposts, which are kind of like your embassies, where you can go out and point people back to the blog post. So the first thing I do every morning when I blog post, it posts on Monday, then my podcast on Wednesday, and then another blog post on Friday. So that posts at 5 a.m. in the morning, and then at 6 a.m. I start hitting it on social media.
Okay.
So there'll be the first Twitter announcement that the post is live. There'll be a LinkedIn announcement. Facebook goes live at about 9 a.m., and then we repeat that again in the afternoon and then again in the evening. So use social media to direct people back to the post. And so that's kind of the whole purpose of social media.
You know, I don't remember when we talked about this, but it had to be season two or season three. We talked about how often to post that to social media. I used to think that I was doing it too often. And actually, you challenged that and said not often enough. Yeah. That because people aren't on there all the time, we miss certain people. So posting multiple times makes a difference.
Yeah. So I typically will post on Twitter three times, and I'll post on Facebook twice. More than that on Facebook, and Facebook will penalize you. And I'll even see on that second post, it does not get the same number of, doesn't have the same reach or the same number of shares because Facebook is seeing that it's somewhat duplicate content and is throttling it back.
Okay. Got it. All right, number eight. What's the eighth way to boost your blog traffic?
Engage in the conversation. You know, one of the great things about a blog post is that it's going to generate conversation. Now, I used to have my a comments area on my blog for every particular post. There was a section where you could comment. I stopped doing that about a year ago, but and for reasons that we probably don't have time to go into here, I was getting a lot of spam. I wanted to go where people were already commenting in the social spaces. But regardless, whether they comment on your blog or they're commenting on Facebook or they're talking about on Twitter, you've got to go where the conversation is and you've got to engage in the conversation. Okay. If nothing else, it's thanking people for their comments. Mm-hmm. It's answering their questions. It's, I mean, the only people I don't engage with, I engage with critics, but I don't engage with trolls. Mm-hmm. Okay, so two different things. Critics, those are honest people that have a difference of
feedback
opinion.
Feedback and different opinion.
A troll is just, you know, they got the mic and they're going to be noisy and try to get attention for themselves. I just, you know, forget them.
Yeah, doesn't dignify a conversation
at that
point. Okay, so engage in the conversation. Number nine, what's the ninth way to boost your blog traffic?
Comment on other people's blogs. So usually when you comment on somebody else's blog, then it gives you the opportunity to link back to your own blog.
Okay.
And so that's a great way to get traffic. If you give intelligent comments, if you contribute to the conversation and people see that and they're impressed with it, a lot of times those people will follow you back to your own blog. So create visibility, not just with your own tribe, but with the tribes of people who produce content that's similar to yours. And it's kind of like, you know, if you like their content, you'll love my content, but I'm not going to go in there and start, you know, panhandling on somebody else's turf. I'm going to go in there and try to make a contribution and add value to that community so that people follow me back.
Now, what about those people who comment on other people's blogs and are always sharing their links to their site again and again? Like, well, if you like this, you need to read my article here. Is that okay or not?
I'm not sure what you mean. Say it again.
So let's say somebody visits my blog and reads a post that I wrote, and in the comment section, they are pretty regularly posting links back to their blog. So rather than just leaving a comment, they're actually putting in the hyperlink to a blog that they wrote or an article they wrote. And
I'd say if they're doing it occasionally, like one off, because they're really trying to be helpful.
Okay.
Then I think that's fine. I've done that before myself. Mm-hmm. I think if they're doing it as a strategy to drain off traffic from my blog to theirs, I think that is really bad form.
Well, some have it almost in their avatar and their signature where it automatically
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that before too. And sometimes the blog commenting software you use will actually pull in their most recent blog posts. And it's, you know, it's a way for you as a blog owner to show the love to the people that are commenting.
Okay.
But that's much different than me going in and self-promoting. It'd be like, you know, if I were throwing a party at this house, mm-hmm. and you came in and you started passing out your business cards at my party. You know, I'm like, why don't you hit the door? You know, I just think that's in bad form.
It's, you know, it goes back to what we've talked about so many times. Who are you serving?
That's right.
And if you're really serving yourself, that comes across very, very clearly.
Well, most people don't like self-promotion.
Nope, they don't.
And it's just, you know, it just looks cheesy.
Okay, so let's move on to the final way to boost your blog traffic right away. What is it?
Write guest posts and have those posts placed on other people's blogs where there might be readers that would enjoy your content as well. And you're generally not going to get paid for that. What you're going to get is a backlink. You know, mm-hmm. in other words, in your bio, in your byline, they're going to link back to your blog. So I think that's a terrific way to build traffic. And honestly, that's how people like Jeff Goins built such a following so fast. He was just a maniac about writing all these different guest posts for people. And he would get the link back to his blog, and he's a very good writer. So people would read his writing and they would go discover him at his blog. So that's a very effective strategy.
I did the same. I wrote a post on rejection in writing. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably been 2 years ago. But I still get links back from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, great.
And that's been a couple of years. Very, very helpful.
It's a very good strategy.
Okay, so today we've covered 10 different ways to boost your blog traffic right away. You can see some true traction from this if you start putting it into practice. Let me recap. The first is to write content worth sharing. We've already talked about that enough. Number 2, adhere to a consistent schedule. 3, get your own domain name. 4, include your blog address everywhere. 5, make it easy to subscribe. Number 6, optimize your posts for SEO. It's much simpler than you think. It only takes a couple minutes. 7, utilize social media. 8, engage in the conversation. 9, comment on other people's blog posts and content. And 10, write guest posts for other bloggers. As we wrap up today's episodes, we just want to remind you that this whole blogging process can be complicated and can seem like it takes a long time to get some traction, but do put some of these into practice. And then I would love it if you come back and let us know how it's worked for you. Do you have any final thoughts today?
Yeah, I think blogging really matters. I think if you're committed to getting your ideas into the world, yes, write great posts, but they're also worth promoting. It's worth getting more eyeballs on those posts, but that is usually not a function of luck. It's not usually something that just happens. It usually happens little by little, incrementally, as you're intentional about it.
Well, if you've enjoyed today's episode, you can get the show notes as well as an entire transcript of the entire conversation at michaelhyatt.com. In addition, if you'd rather watch the video rather than just listen, you can find that video at michaelhyatt.com as well. But do me a favor before you go, take just a few seconds, head over to iTunes where you can rate this program. It's so important to us. We're so grateful for you when you take the time to do that. It helps boost our rankings and get this information to as many people as possible. So thank you for doing that. Well, once again, thanks for being with us today. Until next time, remember, your life, your one and only life, is a gift. Now go make it count.